What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood brain fog buster. Ever feel like you're wading through molasses sometimes? Like your thoughts are scattered, your focus is foggy, and motivation is hiding in a dark corner somewhere? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you that understanding your personality type could be the key to unlocking crystal clear thinking and banishing brain fog for good? That's right, folks. Today we're diving deep into the fascinating world of personality types and how they directly influence our mental clarity. Think of it like this. Each of us has a unique wiring system, a set of strengths, tendencies, and patterns that shape how we process information, manage stress, and even experience brain fog. So, if you're tired of feeling like your brain is stuck in low gear, buckle up. We're about to uncover some powerful insights that can help you level up your mental game. First off, let's talk about the big kahuna. Personality frameworks. There are tons out there. Myers-Briggs, Enneagram, Big Five, each with its own approach to understanding the human psyche. But for our purposes today, I'm focusing on a few key aspects that directly impact brain fog. 1. Introversion versus extroversion. Think about your energy levels. Do you recharge by being around people? Or do you need quiet time alone to feel revitalized? Introverts often experience brain fog when they're overstimulated and crave solitude to clear their heads. Extroverts, on the other hand, might find their focus waning when they lack social interaction and stimulation. 2. Thinking versus feeling. How do you make decisions? Do you rely on logic and analysis, or are you more driven by emotions and values? Thinkers might struggle with brain fog if they're constantly processing complex information without allowing time for emotional processing. Feelers, meanwhile, could experience mental fatigue when faced with tough decisions that lack clear emotional cues. 3. Sensing versus intuition. Do you prefer concrete facts and details, or are you drawn to big picture ideas and possibilities? Sensors often thrive on routine and structure, while intuitives feel more energized by exploring the unknown. Brain fog for sensors might arise from too much unstructured time or unexpected changes in their environment. Intuitives, conversely, could experience mental fatigue when dealing with mundane tasks or feeling overwhelmed by details. 4. Judging versus perceiving. Are you a planner who likes things organized and decided, or do you prefer to go with the flow and adapt as you go? Judgers might find themselves battling brain fog if they're trying to cram too much into their schedules or feeling pressured to make decisions quickly. Perceivers, on the other hand, could experience mental fatigue when faced with rigid deadlines or a lack of flexibility. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, an introvert who thrives on quiet time and deep contemplation. She works as a librarian, surrounded by books and peace and quiet, her ideal environment. But lately, she's been feeling drained and sluggish, her usual focus slipping away. Sarah realizes that she's agreed to lead a workshop for new members of the library, a task that requires extroverted energy and social interaction. Feeling overwhelmed and out of her comfort zone, Sarah struggles to concentrate and finds herself battling brain fog throughout the week. This is where understanding your personality type becomes invaluable. By recognizing her introversion, Sarah can learn to manage her energy more effectively. She might schedule smaller, more focused social interactions throughout the week, build in breaks for quiet reflection, and delegate tasks that drain her extroverted reserves. So, what's the takeaway here? Brain fog isn't always about lack of sleep or poor diet. It can be deeply connected to our unique personalities and how we interact with the world. By recognizing your strengths, tendencies, and potential triggers, you can develop personalized strategies to combat brain fog and unlock your mental clarity. Remember, knowledge is power. This week, challenge yourself to explore different personality frameworks and see where you land. Share your results in the comments below. Let's have a conversation about how personality influences our brain fog experiences. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of brain-boosting goodness. Until next time, keep those minds sharp.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.